from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, April 12th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Southeast of Cleveland in Medina County, a young boy is dead after being rushed to the hospital Wednesday night in what police are calling an accidental shooting. ONN's Matt Rascone reports.
Brunswick Hills police say a three-year-old boy was playing in the garage with his sibling when the father took the other child inside, leaving the boy alone. Chief Tim Sopkovich says the father thought his semi-automatic pistol was out of reach, but the boy climbed up his dad's workbench and found it. The boy was shot in the chest. Medics rushed him to Brunswick Cleveland Clinic first, then flew him to Metro Health. He did not survive the night.
Charges have now been filed in Delaware County for a dog abuse case. Here's ONN's Yolanda Harris.
30 charges are filed against Robert Phillips Jr. He owned a property on Kilbourne Road in Sunbury where 40 dogs were rescued from the home on April 7th. These animals were all found to be underweight. An investigation is still underway to find out why Phillips had all of those dogs.
There are new details in the case of a 15-year-old shot by an Akron police officer earlier this month. ONN's Kaylee Marantette has more.
The teenager was holding a toy gun, according to his family, and was shot once in the wrist by Officer Ryan Westlake. Police say he was holding a replica of an assault weapon. Federal law requires such replicas to have distinguishing markings, like a bright orange plug in the barrel. The officer has been placed on paid administrative leave. He's been on the force for 9 years and has been disciplined more than once. He was fired, reinstated, and then suspended in 2021 for several incidents.
In north central Ohio, the owner of a Delaware County daycare has been indicted on more charges that she mistreated children. ONN's Andrew Kinsey in Columbus explains.
Rhonda Coombs ran an in-home daycare in Delaware County, is now indicted on more charges of abusing children in her care. Prosecutors indicted her on 17 charges, 3 counts of kidnapping and 14 counts of endangering children. The charges go back as far as 2021. She was previously indicted earlier this year for 1 count of kidnapping and 3 counts of endangering children.
A man has now been charged for crashing his vehicle into 2 police cruisers in Rossford on Monday afternoon, leading officers on a high-speed chase as the total solar eclipse passed over northwest Ohio. ONN's Dan Cummins in Toledo has more.
38-year-old Gerald Hunt charged with fleeing and eluding police and felonious assault after allegedly ramming into a cruiser during the eclipse. Hunt was tased after a short chase and placed under arrest. Hunt is currently being held in the Wood County Jail.
Yesterday, many people in the Cleveland area reported a smell of gas in the air. ONN's Laura Queso has details.
Columbia Gas of Ohio issued a statement saying it's coming from a substance called mercaptan, which is put into natural gas to give it an odor. Without it, natural gas is odorless. Columbia Gas says the level of mercaptan is, quote, still a very small amount, no cause for concern, and no word when those levels will return to normal.
Hunger in Ohio is a growing problem. ONN's Kevin Landers reports.
According to Feeding America, Ohio is seeing more visits to food pantries than any time in its history. Inflation, higher property taxes, higher utility bills, and higher rents are all contributing to shrinking the family budget.
Food pantries across the state face a food and funding crunch, and there is pressure on lawmakers in Washington to approve a new farm bill. Ohio isn't the hungriest of states, but the numbers show it's heading in that direction as more Ohioans struggle to earn enough money to feed their families.
And this will be an exciting weekend for Buckeye Nation as the Ohio State spring football game is tomorrow. Here's ONN's Tracy Townsend in Columbus.
The team's looking to bounce back from last year's disappointing loss to Mizzou. A key focus of Saturday's game will be the quarterback battle between Devin Brown and transfer Will Howard. Here's what Coach Day is saying about the two.
No, I don't think we've narrowed it down. But, you know, you're seeing guys make certain plays and certain things that are showing up in practice. As we start to get into some of the move it stuff and you get into situational things, you're starting to, you know, just see commonalities.
Game time Saturday is noon at the Shoe.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.